Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you are listening to STEM Spots. This week's episode will be called, If the World Were Perfect, Would Everyone Be Albert Einstein? I was just talking for a few minutes with my audio engineer, Robert, and he and I were discussing a whole plethora of things, from robots to economics to audio engineering to all kinds of different things. And we were talking about a variety of topics that centered around the notion of worth. To some extent, the notion of whether worth is in being or is worth in doing. I've talked to some people on this show about that before, about whether people have an intrinsic worth, which I think we all agree that they do, but whether people derive most of their sense of worth from the fact that they are a being or from the fact that they are doing things. And as you know, in the world, most of the time, the way we judge whether people are worthwhile or whether they have worth for us is by what they're doing. Whether you look at Bill Gates or you look at Mahatma Gandhi or you look at any particular person and you decide for yourself whether they are contributing to the net worth of society, it's primarily in what they're doing. And so we have some roles in society that we sort of rank, and yet it's really quite remarkable that all the roles that we have in society that some people like to stratify actually all contribute in such a miraculous way. I was thinking about people in the trades, people that work with their hands, people that collect refuse and trash, and how important they are to the general welfare of all of us, how each one of them plays a role without which society would be untenable. And so, of course, this leads towards science because it starts to lead towards a situation where we can see technology start to eliminate the need for all sorts of jobs, perhaps robots in the future, maybe not a near future, but maybe a distant future, maybe 150 years from now. Robots have eliminated the need for anybody to do a job that's dangerous or maybe dirty or not particularly satisfying or whatever it might be. And so we've created a world conceivable that generates towards no need, where everybody has their needs fulfilled. What kind of a world would that look like? Is that a world to which we should aspire? Most people think it is. And so they're always looking for things where we are trying to make things better. We're trying to take the load off of people. At least that's the claim people make, whether that's really what motivates them or not. And so if we take all the needs of society away, everything that you need is taken care of, then what are we left with? Are we left with only our desires? And if we're left with only our desires, it's in that environment where I question whether everyone would want to be Albert Einstein. Now, you could fill in your own particular person. Maybe everybody would like to be Michael Jordan, or maybe everyone would like to be a Picasso, or maybe everyone would like to be any particular kind of thing that you think about a lot, that you aspire to, and you think, wouldn't it be so great if I were fill in the blank? Now, if we go to a no-need society, then all we're left with potentially would be these things, these desires that everybody wants to do. And so the world would be now filled with a plethora, a huge surplus of people, all of whom now have no part in fulfilling our needs, which would all be done by technology, presumably, and now all have to seek their desires. And so there's this incredible competition. And the incredible competition, what's it going to result in? It cannot result into a distillation process by which only a few people are able to fulfill their desires, because in doing so, you'd have a vast majority left behind who would, let's say, have a lot of time on their hands. And so what would it lead to? It seems very possible that it would lead to a lot of people doing things not so well. If we don't have some sort of technical enhancement of our brains or our bodies from robots, or perhaps the chip that Musk wants to put into our heads, we're left with our own devices, our own God-given talents and abilities. And as we all know, everybody is wanting in some respect. I'm reasonably good at math, I suppose, and I have a brain that lends itself towards doing some sort of scientific work. But all in all, taken outside those two things, I'm fairly average in almost everything that I can do. I play the guitar, somewhat average at the guitar. And I have a lot of other interests also, and I'm somewhat average at most of those. They bring me joy, and so I guess I could sit in my own room and do those ad infinitum. I would say that if that were the future that you were to present to me, Dave, you could sit in your room and very adequately, but in an average way, do all sorts of things that you count amongst your desires. I think I would become bored extremely quickly and say, do you have a ditch I could dig? Or do you have some trash I could take out? Or do you have anything I could do that would help feed the needs of human society? So the interesting mix we have is that STEM, technology holds out to us a way to supposedly go towards eliminating our needs. And yet that's a dangerous road down which to tread. This is Dave Cornielsen for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.